This is the P1 Podcast for March 30th, 2008. Greetings! Five, six, seven, eight. Everybody dance now. Oh yeah, look at Spaceboy over there. Get down. Shake your money maker. Look, Danny's doing the robot right now, everybody. And if you believe it, Nerd is breakdancing as we speak. Look, he's spinning on the floor! He's spinning on the floor!
Why not?
Go!
Go Jabberwockies!
Do the worm.
Oh, that's sick, dude. Okay, stop humping the ground, Nerd. Thanks.
Get back in that chair.
Oh my gosh. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the P1 Podcast. It's me, your little friend, Tia Quimby. Hi. Yeah, if I was related to Beto, my name would be Tia Quimby. Oh, man, we got a lot of stuff on our plate today. I don't know, you guys. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to all of this. It's just too much crap. And we have a special guest. I think all of you are going to die when you find out who it is. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals.
We're singing.
We're sexy. And I'm singing. What's up with that?
It's horrible.
In the next few shows, some of you will get to experience the singing of P1 Quimby. I'm telling you, you're missing out if you haven't heard me sing yet. I will be performing at the Rio this weekend. The early show and the late show. Please don't bring your kids to the late one.
Or your white tigers.
Yeah, because I will have naked women at the late show. So please show up. Tickets might be free. I don't know yet. Hi. Good morning. Hi, everybody. So today we have a wonderful panel made up of myself, Mr. P1 Danny.
Hello.
Hi. Mr. P1 Spaceboy on the board.
Hello.
P1 Nerd.
Greetings.
And our very special guest, the very beautiful, the very sexy Mr. Bobby Kernels.
Yeah.
Yay, Bobby, thank you for coming in.
Sure, anytime.
We'll get to a little interview we have going on with Bobby here pretty soon. And we'll catch up with him, see how he's been doing since we don't get to hear him every morning. So today is a very happy day if you are a major P1, because tomorrow we are back to live shows of the Mikey Show.
Awesome.
I'm really, really excited because there's a lot of pop culture crap going on that I would love for people to talk about. But since it was a best of week, I thought it'd be appropriate for some of us to talk about some of our favorite best of moments. What do you say? You guys up for it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Sure.
Let's hear about it. Let's let Spaceboy go first.
Okay. What roped me into listening to Mikey Show in the first place was the 2004 28-hour show.
Yes.
This is before Boston Rob was on, before Ashley was on. It was just Sean, Sky, Mikey, Eddie, and Budweiser. Boy Blunder.
Lovely.
Okay. And without getting into too much detail, it was the Sky soaking in the bath story. I have never laughed so hard in my life.
Can you give us a few details on that soaking in the bath story?
I don't know. I don't know how far we should go with that. But it involves Sky and some intimate slippage. And to gain relief, she had to soak in the bath for a while. And her husband is called Donkey Kong for a reason.
Yes. Okay. That does ring a bell. Ooh, that's a naughty best of moment. Your favorite.
Excuse me.
Hey, Danny, do you have a favorite best of moment when it comes to the show?
It would have to be the Amy Stalker stuff. That's what hooked me.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we talked about it.
I can't believe that you didn't call me.
Ew. That is... I don't even like hearing that stupid chick's voice anymore.
Are you kidding me? I love it.
It makes me want to take a rape shower, dude. It's bad. It's very bad. Hey, Nerd. Yeah. What's one of your favorite, like, best of moments?
I think they played it twice, but I didn't get to listen to much. But, of course, my favorite would have to be the sunburn story and, like, the whole urine and like what
pill paste.
She didn't answer the question, you know, why didn't you go into the bathtub when you and get your like get your urine bath in the bathtub rather than on the bed.
A whole bathtub full of urine. I like where you're going with this.
Golden shower.
But it just makes sense. But she was like, well, I went on the bed and there was towels on the bed. But oh, that's just blah. That's but you know gross. What? It was hilarious. They have it on the best of CD. But to actually listen to the full length version of that whole conversation was awesome.
That's hot. I'll have to say some of my favorite mic show moments are during the 28-hour show, very, very, very late at night. I'm talking like 3:30 in the morning. Some really good sound clips have come from late at night on the 28-hour show. Mine was when Ashley went crazy on Boston Rob, where they get the sound drop of "Shut up,
shut up."
Yes, that comes from about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning when she started calling B-Rob, look at Sideshow Bob over here.
Your hair looks retarded. This kid.
Yes, that was one of my favorite moments. And I mean, late at night is when you get a lot of good stuff out of them. Like, that's where we found out about Living on a Ranch. Mm. The famous, famous song, Living on a Ranch. Yep. Love it. So, it's one of mine. Hey, Bobby.
What up?
As a fan and former employee of the Mikey Show, do you have a favorite little moment that happened?
Yeah, I mean, there were so many. I mean, just being on the show, it was they all kind of mold together into one big moment.
Oh, I bet.
But still, it was there's one. I think they put it on one of the best of CDs. But there was one that I was kind of involved in with I think it was Mikey and Eddie, and they were doing Pulp Fiction in Ashley's voice.
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't know why, but it is seriously something that, like, on a weekly basis, I'll just think of in random moments and just start cracking up. Yeah. Just because it was so out of the blue and so, you know, nobody else on the show just understood it. And those are, like, my favorite moments when Mikey and Eddie will just, they'll get into a character and they'll just start going with something and Sky's out and Ashley's out and everyone's just like, okay, just go.
Oh my God, you shot Marvin in the face. I do watch Pulp Fiction and think of it in only an Ashley voice. It's
watch
so
it. Watch
weird.
It. Next time you watch it, just the whole thing in Ashley's voice.
Oh, it's so good. Ghostwriter was telling me he's done that about 5 separate times. Oh my God. I wish they would just somebody would like pay her to dub the whole movie. Just give her the script and dub it over. It's kind of like the Dark Side of the Moon with the Wizard of Oz. Yeah. Watch it, bro. It all matches up. Well, you know, it was a good best of week. But I'm telling you, I am so excited for live shows again. I cannot take this. I don't ever want them to go on vacation ever, ever, ever again.
Give them a break,
maybe. Well, everybody deserves a break. But I'm also excited because there will be new blogs this week.
Yes.
So I can read into the strange mind of Ashley. Have you guys read the Ashley blog?
I love Ashley's blog.
It's golden. It's golden. I might start making tuna cakes. I haven't decided yet. But there's a very high possibility that I too will eat them.
I can't wait till the next time I'm in the studio. Ashley said she'll bring me some of her fresh cakes.
Cakeys?
Lucky.
I love the they cakeys. I can't wait to try them. I'm so excited.
You better save a couple and give me them too. Hey, no speaking promises. Of, will we ever get to hear you in studio? Maybe ever, Space Boy?
I'm going to ask to go in.
Ooh.
In a couple weeks.
Okay, cool.
I was actually the first person to ever call for a P1 trivia, but they were using my questions so that they couldn't let me play.
Yeah, I was the first winner of P1 trivia, so I would have maybe had to play you. I had to play that kid P1 Casper, and he sucked. Thank God for that. And it just so happened the day that I won P1 trivia, I was on the Mikey Show Wikipedia page that was before they edited it, and it had everybody's full names.
I have that saved, by the way.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yes, really?
I have all of it. It's
I was
so
in a
funny.
2-month battle with Wikipedia on bringing that down because somebody brought it down for no apparent reason. If you look at any other show, like You know, DSC, Howard Stern, they all have all of the character names, all of their, you know, like everything on there. And for some reason, someone decided that it wasn't relevant enough, in quotes, to put, you know, character names and stuff. And so all they did was focus on, I think if you look at Wikipedia now, I haven't seen it in a couple months, but if you look at it now, I think it's still just kind of the stuff that's relevant to Mikey, you know, KSJO days.
Yes.
Because that's the only thing that can be, you know, that has references. Yeah.
Yeah. That's when they talked about how he told people how he should like kidnap a kid or something. Oh, oh. God.
You want to use the rope, not duct tape, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a pretty good stunt, I have to admit. So speaking of P1 trivia, folks, a couple weeks ago on our last podcast, we did promise you something that me and Danny would have a battle of epic proportions.
We're going to have a destruction.
That's right.
You're going to get owned.
I don't know. I just might get pwned like you did on the wave yesterday, which we'll get to later.
Ouch.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you P1 Trivia with P1 Quimby and P1 Danny. Oh, our intro music's not playing right now, but that's okay.
No, it is. It's coming.
I can sing you a song. Oh, yeah. Let me just put on my thinking cap here. Are you ready for this, Danny?
Yep.
I'm not even scared of you. I just want you to know.
Okay.
Is that all you're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let my answer do the talking.
Whatever. Okay.
Whatever.
Sounds good to me.
I expect great things from you, too.
Now, on this, we are not picking, like, point levels of questions. You're just going to...
No, there shouldn't be any 1, 2, and 3s. These are... 4s, okay. 5s. You guys are Hall of Fame P1s.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
See how good this
Bring your
is.
A game.
I'm sorry, I just coughed like a second ago. I choked on my own saliva because I'm so nervous. Okay. Right. Well, here we go.
So this is for bragging rights. I'm only sorry we didn't think about this more and make a bet.
Yeah.
I would have loved to. Yeah, that'd be great. Want to make a bet right now while we're just talking
what
about
What should
it?
The bet be? Do you have anything good?
Not really.
Okay, well, maybe next time we'll...
Okay, we'll if anybody can think of anything ad hoc.
Yeah. Message Danny, message Quimby.
Yes.
$1,000.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm down for that.
I don't have that kind of money. I'm not rich like you
Pay
are,
up.
Danny.
Right. Okay. Let's get it on.
I am ready.
Okay, Quimby, I'm going to give you the honor of going first.
Okay. Hold on just one second. Let me breathe. Okay, I think I'm ready.
Why are you crying already?
Yeah.
I can't help it.
The girl who just said, I'm not afraid of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, these questions aren't impossible, but they are a little bit challenging. Okay, the first one. Nerd, are you taking score?
Yep.
Okay.
Can we steal?
Was that a question?
No. Oh. No stealing. You can steal for bragging rights. Okay.
But it's best out of 3 or best out of 5?
Well, I have 11 questions. We can go best out of
4?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. What is Boy Blunder's first name?
Oh, what?
Oh.
You are lame.
Boy Blunder's first name is...
Can someone give me a pen so I can stab her?
Tom.
Someone.
Should there be a 10?
I hate you.
Daniel.
What? It's what? Rick.
It's Rick.
Does Danny get that point?
No.
I fail.
Okay.
Shoot! Go on, Danny, okay. It's your turn now.
I'll give you the option to just forfeit right now.
No, shut the hell up. Go ahead. You go,
okay.
Boy.
Yeah.
Danny.
Yes?
Name two of Ashley's tattoos.
Oh. Let's see. It's a butterfly.
Where?
On the back of her, above her butt.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a star on her butt.
Yeah, that is true, yes.
Or you could have said the infinity symbol on her wrist.
Yep, but no one knows about the star on her butt, or not a lot
that
of people.
That is true.
Well, great. You just ruined Ashley forever at any one event.
Yeah.
I thought you'd seen her butt before, Bobby.
Yeah, how'd you
know that? Yeah. You guys are like BFF.
I just did.
Okay. Wow, all right, I'm ready for question two. I'm ready now. Let's do this.
Since Quimby likes to sing so much,
uh-oh.
I want Quimby to sing for me the original theme song to Push Rock Jukebox.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Here we go.
Wait, you want to pause that? You might want to pause that so it doesn't...
I think I know, like, the first, like, chorus because that's what stuck out the most in my mind. But I'm ready. Okay? Here we go. Puss Rock Jukebox, when I sings it all. Puss Rock jukebox. Winners got no balls. And I don't know the rest. That's the only line I know.
Okay, well, then that would be an incorrect answer.
What?
Oh.
The whole thing.
Wow. Sing it. Why don't you sing it, Spaceboy? Yeah, sing it.
I don't even know the answer.
I'm not playing trivia.
Sing it.
I don't even know the answer.
Sing it.
I would like to hear the
yes,
answer.
Yes, I would like to hear it sung.
Me. Puss rock jukebox, gotta sing it all. Puss rock jukebox, winner has no balls. Puss rock jukebox, try your best to win. Puss rock jukebox, you'll have sex with other men.
Ah, oh, man, I forgot the second line of the song. Okay, so Pwned.
Yes.
Can we get an yes. I suck? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. All right. Here we go. It's Danny's other turn. Whoopty frickin' do.
Alrighty. Let's see. What Mikey Show game involves pot smoking listeners?
Stoner Spelling Bee.
Give him all the easy questions. Why don't you, Space Boy?
That's a trick question. Most of them do.
Oh, okay.
Effers.
Trying to dial this in real quick. Sorry. Okay.
On air tweaking.
It's the tweaker cleaning bee.
What happens when you don't have equalized stuff?
All
right.
It's all good.
Okay. Hey, this one is for Quimby. The instrumental theme to Tone Deaf Karaoke was borrowed from what old television show?
Oh, wait.
Can you repeat that question?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
The instrumental theme music to Tone Deaf Karaoke was borrowed from what old television show?
Oh.
Bewitched.
No.
Oh, damn it. Wait, let me dun, 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 dun. Is that I Dream of Jeannie?
I Dream of Jeannie.
I was going to say Bewitched. That's weird. I Dream of Bewitched.
Yes, exactly. That's what he said.
Okay, this
I Darfur to you.
Technically, it can't lose now, right?
We're just going to go. Just
yeah, best of four didn't really make sense.
Yeah, so. Best of five. It has to be an odd number.
Okay.
whatever you say, Danny. Okay. What days of the week is the Mikey Show broadcast on Rock 105.3? Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, that's a five-point question.
Go ahead. Fine.
Should I just answer it?
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That is correct.
Why does Dan? I feel like there's shenanigans? Some shenanigans.
Some of these are very
I'm calling
questions.
It right now. There's shenanigans happening here. Just because you guys hang out like all the time.
Just because I know.
And
the
you
answers.
Guys think you're so funny.
Just because I'm a P1.
Whatever. I'm the best person on the show, anyways. So.
Okay, here's one for you, Quimby. Very, very easy one.
Okay.
What is Mikey's shoe size? Just kidding.
You actually have that answer, don't you?
You're an A.
We're not going to go there. Okay.
Stalker.
What thread count is... Yeah.
Blood type?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do we want to know the score?
Yes. What is the score, nerd?
The score is Quimby... Danny's winning. That's the score.
It's 3-0, people.
Okay, I'm going to mix it up here. Okay. What is Big Charlie?
Big Charlie... Oh. Is
oh, I hate you.
A gigantic mole on Sky's back.
Thank you.
Ding.
Ding. Yay. Yay. Okay.
This is a hard one for...
Bring it.
Okay. How tall is Boston Rob?
According to him or literally?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. How tall does Boston Rob claim to be?
5'8¼".
That is true.
Okay.
Though I don't know many 5'8¼" people who have to use phone books to drive.
Okay. There's no point in you even asking me this question.
We have three more to go.
Yes.
These are good questions.
Okay.
If not for you, for the listeners.
Okay.
What is the name of Ramsey's cousin?
Oh, I hate you. I hate you.
You guys are really going to hate me because there was a long period of time I was not up between the hours of 6 and 10 in the morning.
Oh, here come the excuses. Oh, no. Here come the excuses.
It's only the last 2 years that I started calling in the show obsessively.
It's the name
like
of a famous
moron.
Chicken place.
I think I talked to Bobby on the phone once.
churches.
Okay, let's not do this anymore. So.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Okay, Ramsey's cousin's name of a
famous chicken
is...
Name of a famous chicken place.
Popeye. Oh, my God.
Roscoe.
Oh, Roscoe is correct.
I was going to say Kentucky.
The Colonel?
Churches. Yeah, the Colonel. His name Churches. Damn. Oh, wow.
All right. Danny,
go ahead.
Yes.
This is a good one.
Okay.
What musical artist does Sky not get along with and who once called her the C word?
Oh. I know this.
Steal, steal, steal. Steal, steal, steal.
Dang it.
Can I steal?
Go ahead. I don't.
That would be the man, the myth, and the legend, the Nuge, Ted Nugent.
Oh, yeah.
That
ding,
is correct.
Ding, 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 ding. 45 million points. I just won the lottery.
Huh?
Did she get a point for that?
No, we agreed not to steal.
Yeah, we agreed to no steals.
Okay, this one is up for grabs. Whoever knows the answer first, say your name.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Mikey's favorite food to eat at the fair is...
Quimby.
Ooh,
is? Quimby?
Funnel cake.
No!
Eh.
Corn on the cob.
Char-grilled corn is correct.
You fail.
So is that it?
Yep.
So we got Danny with 5 points and Quimby 1 point.
Yes. Quimby 1, Danny 5.
Yep.
Is that accurate? Are you sure?
Yeah,
your computer's
accurate.
Not broken?
No, it's not broken.
You going to retabulate that?
You should have listened to Danny's
sure?
advice and forfeit after the first question. But you know
well,
what? At least you tried. You know what?
Fine. Whatever.
And Danny is the best around.
I bow down to you.
Right.
Danny has the crown.
Suck You're it. Better than me. We should just call this the P1 Danny show.
Oh, that's brutal.
You're awesome.
No.
You are a golden god.
Well, I'm better than you.
So,
that's for sure.
So now he is the best one on the show.
Yeah, you're the best one on the show, Danny. You're number one. I love you. Well, that was mortifying. I hope all of you don't hate me in the morning. Just like every guy I ever dated in high school.
What?
Why would they hate you?
In the morning?
Yeah.
Well,
did you always burn their eggs or something?
No.
They
just...
Because they found out they had herpes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We handle that, though. I may have HPV, but who cares? Hey. Just
it's
kidding.
Not fair.
Just kidding. Everybody listening, I do not have HPV
That's
at
cool,
all.
Baby.
Only AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have AIDS and SARS. And my boyfriend's really excited about that. Now he has to marry me because I've tainted him.
With SARS?
Yes, yes. He can't go anywhere else. I went to China once. What are you talking about? Well, see, I'm so happy Bobby's here. Bobby's like talking. I remember that Bobby's not like Zeth and he talks.
No, I didn't talk on the show.
So we are now at the portion of the show where it's we're going to call this Quimby Corner with Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
Hi. So
there actually is a corner between us.
Yes, so there is a corner right here. This is our corner. It's our safe place. So if you want to share anything, you know, I'm here for you. So I'm sure like many of you and many of us, we have a lot of questions for Bobby. He's got a lot of explaining to do right now. Exactly, right now.
You got some explaining to do.
You got a lot of explaining to do because I've missed hearing you and your velvety voice
oh,
in the
thanks.
Morning. It's hot, hot.
Calm down.
So I think one of the number one questions I think all of us have is just where the hell have you been, Bobby?
I have been... wow.
Well said.
Loaded
question. Okay,
it's like, what have you been doing in the last year?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
do you have a job?
Nothing. Yeah, no, I do.
Where do you work?
I work at a hotel, actually, downtown.
Oh,
nice. I am basically the head of IT down there.
That is hot. You're a hot catch. I bet your girlfriend's stoked.
No, she is.
And,
she got me the job.
Cool. What hotel is it? Or are you not at Liberty?
No, I can say. It's called the Keating Hotel. It's designed by Pininfarina, who designed the Maserati and the Ferrari.
Ooh. That's cool.
It's a pretty sexy hotel.
That is really cool.
It's small, though. It's only 35 rooms. So.
Oh, 35 rooms. It must cost a lot of money to sleep there at night.
It's moderately priced.
Yeah. Is it
for the gas lamp.
Yeah, the gas lamp is pretty crappy.
Right in the heart.
In the heart of it all. Are you anywhere near the Omni Hotel?
Yes.
In the heart of the gas lamp? I heard they're giving away free rooms down there. So, do you still go to school?
No, I'm actually graduated.
You are?
Just graduated.
High five.
I actually walk in the spring.
Congratulations. Where are you graduating from?
SDSU.
Oh, so you're going to be a real alumni.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Right here, real alumni. I didn't just go there and drop out. I'm like, really?
That's actually the definition of alumni. If you were to look it up, her definition would be correct.
I still don't want to give her that status, man.
So that means that she can actually get one of those license plates that says
alumni SDSU. What a brat.
If you've gone there for one day, that's your alumni.
I know what I'm doing next summer.
Yeah. Just walk on campus.
Alumni. Got it.
Yeah. Sign up for a class. So are you married yet, Bobby?
No. Me and my girlfriend are actually right down the road from you guys right here. In lovely La Mesa, the jewel of the hills.
Mm-hmm. I love La Mesa, especially old La Mesa. It's really cool. So you guys aren't married?
No. We've been dating for a little over a year.
Aww.
We have a dog and three cats.
Oh, that's
what kind of dog?
Cute.
It's a lab pit mix.
Oh.
She's really cute.
I know. I want to see it. I want to hug it.
I love dogs.
Me too.
Yeah.
Can you have dogs here?
We can, yeah. There's this awesome
weight limit?
Great Dane across the
Oh,
way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful dog.
Now, do you rent or own?
We own.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a condo?
Yep.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, I love this place. Yeah. It's cool.
It's a spaceport.
It is. Space cube,
I'm
spaceport.
Like, I'm like literally like a half a mile away from here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're like right up the hill. That's cool.
Yeah. We're
my gosh.
Very close to DZ Aikens, which has been my favorite like morning eatery for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to. They have all those pictures up on the wall.
Yeah.
I've always just wanted to just sneak in there and just put up a signed picture of me.
That would be awesome.
And just see how long it would last up there. Because you know that no one there knows like 90% of those people because
like
they're all
Milton
like 70s
Burl,
and 80s
Phyllis
stars.
Diller.
Yeah, there's occasionally there's someone there, you know.
Ted Leitner.
Yeah, really.
Oh my gosh. Bobby, is your last name really Colonels?
No.
Really?
No, it's not. It's actually Young.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cute.
Yep.
I always thought Colonels was your real last name.
No, that's a. I get asked that question a lot, so I'm going to explain it just so we can have it recorded. So if anyone asks me, I can just say go to the P1 site and it's podcast number 2 on there.
Yeah.
It basically came up. Sky actually is the one who came up with the name because, without giving too much detail, my screen name online. When I was an intern, because I was friends with Ashley for a while, and she got on the show, and so I started really, really listening to the show when she came on. And then I kind of started to develop kind of an online kind of IM relationship with everyone on the show by just kind of, you know, IMing them every now and then and stuff like that. And so Sky knew me as when I was an intern as my screen name, which is Bobkins. And it's a long story on that. It's one of those screen names that you've had for so long.
Yeah.
And you can't explain it anymore because you've had it forever. You know, it's kind of like a Hotmail name that's, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I got to be actually on the show, there was one day where Sky was getting picked on like, you know, she does all the time.
Who's that ass Mudo?
And she had said, she was talking about everyone on the show being your friend. She's like, yeah, you guys are all my friends. And she's like, you know, Mikey, Eddie, Bobby. And Mikey was like, whoa, okay, wait. Bobby? You mean the guy who's been here for like 3 days? And she's like, yeah, no, he's my friend. And Mikey's like, Sky, what's Bobby's last name? And she kind of thought about it for a second because she knew she was just caught. And she only knew me by my screen name. So she was like, I think it's Colonels. And then it was just clicked. That was it.
Awesome. That's great.
Awesome.
That is so hot.
So from then on, Bobby Colonels.
Oh, I love it. I'm just forget your real last name. You're Bobby Colonels for the rest of your life.
I know.
How long were you on the show?
I was it's kind of hard because I started off the show.
Uh-huh.
And then I was interning for Rock and I was still kind of, you know, technically not part of the show, but I was still, you know, with them. And I interned for 3 semesters So okay. Two full semesters in a summer. So basically a whole year. So I was interning. And then I was actually hired onto the show for
a hot minute.
Really, it was only like 3 months, I think.
Yeah. No, it was like one day you were there, and then one day it was like, what, huh? Where's Bobby? Why don't they say Bobby all the time? did you ever intern at another radio station within Clear Channel?
No, it was rock all the way.
Really? Yeah. Nice. So are all you like little interns, though, like at Clear Channel for all the stations? Are you guys all like buddies and stuff?
No, they kind of pair up a little bit. Uh-huh. So with the promotions department is basically where people get started as an internship. And honestly, it's a really cool experience. Especially like over the summer, if you know anyone needs credits for school, because I know a lot of you get credit for it. Yeah. It's an internship class, and over the summer you just get to work with the rock station like the whole summer.
That is really cool. Yeah. Lucky ducky. So are you still in contact with any of the cast members on the show?
Yeah, occasionally I'll email them. Unfortunately, I'm on kind of a completely separate sleeping schedule right now.
Gotcha.
But occasionally I'll either email them or, you know, get in contact with them and just kind of say what's up.
Okay. I am like really honing my interview skills right here in front of all of you. What was your major in school though? Like what was your major that got you into like interning for a radio station?
Well, if you ask anyone in radio, nobody has a degree.
Yeah.
It's very, very rare that you see someone who has a degree, just because in radio, most of getting higher up is just being there long enough and having enough experience.
Okay.
That's it. So I did get my major was communications with media studies, and then I actually minored in film too.
That's what I figured.
There really is not a radio. I think actually Grossmont has a good radio program.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask anyone in radio, they'll tell you just, you know. I mean, it's the reason, you know, Ashley stopped going to school was just because, you know, if you're going to be in radio,
yeah,
there's not really much they can teach you in school that you're not going to get, you know, 1,000 times more experience just being an intern. Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned more about radio just in one summer of being an intern than I did, you know, my entire, you know, career at school.
Wow, that's really interesting.
And that was 8 long years.
Did you ever work for like KCR or get involved with the San Diego State radio station at all?
No, I've actually been meaning to kind of go back to that, actually. I have been putting in some requests and stuff over at KPBS.
Oh, nice.
So it's possible that I actually might be going towards that way.
Well, hey, Bobby, if you sign yourself on to the P1site.com, there is a young man by the name of P1 Philly's Finest. Just throwing in a plug in the middle of this. P1's Philly's Finest hosts a show every week, I do believe, on KCR. He does a pregame show for like before the basketball games or football games, and he'll like play music and do a few comedy bits. So if you sign on to the site, sir, you can make some friends at KCR and have an in. That young man might write a song for the show.
Yeah, we're going to do it after the podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, are you really?
I can't wait. So, Bobby, tell us. I mean, it would be a dream if I got to work, like, really on, like, any radio show. I mean, I love the Mikey Show, but it'd be cool if you got to work with, like, DSC or, you know, anybody in there. What was your favorite part of working on the Mikey Show?
Like I said before, the 28-hour show was pretty crazy. It was kind of one of those marathon things. Like, if you watch a marathon and you see the people, like at the very end, like, basically crawling over the finish line. And then they start, like, just crying and just going just totally emotionally, like, you know, insane. Exactly.
That was actually taken from the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, really. it's just one of those moments. I mean, when you're on air for 28 hours, or when you were doing anything for, you know, 28 hours straight, and you actually, you know, have a complete something at the end and you're proud of it and you're done with it.
Yeah.
By the end of that 28 hours, you know, it's the craziest feeling. Ugh. Just, you know, having that behind you and just being able to, it's still actually both of the ones that I worked with, I, after each one of them, I didn't sleep until the next night.
Yeah. Really? Just, no, it has to be nuts.
You're so like, still kind of energized from everything that, you know, you just kind of stay up and
I think
keep trucking.
Bobby, you were the person I think who let me in the door for the Wizard of Oz and Star Trek movies.
That was probably me.
Yes, actually, I also wanted to thank you for taking a chance on a young guy. I just kind of showed up and just said, "Hey, you got room for one more?" He said, "Hey, let me go look." And you went, and you said, "Yeah, it's cool. Come on in." So that was. That was the best.
Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble with Gay Chase for talking during the movie. Because he was, like, whispering stuff over to Boston Rob, you know? So I just figured, like, oh, it's okay to, like, chit-chat and be like, oh, say this. I got in so much trouble. But I've learned my lesson. Anytime I've been in studio now at the mic show, I'm just zipping the lips. Yeah. Do not talk.
Shut up!
Do you still listen to the Mikey Show, Bobby?
Occasionally I'll catch hopefully like a Saturday morning, best of, but like I said, the schedule is so different right now.
Yeah.
That it's really, really hard to, you know, and another thing that's kind of hard about it is it, you know, being a part of it for so long.
Yeah.
Like I really just, if I listen to it in my car, for some reason, my car does not get Rock 105.3 anymore. And it's the weirdest thing ever because it just doesn't get the station. It gets all of the other stations, just not Rock 105.3.
That's weird.
But when I listen to it, like I, you know, being a part of it for, you know, even the 2 or 3 months that I was on it, I still want to just chime in on everything.
Yeah. Oh,
know?
Yeah.
I want to start, like, you know, every now and then I'll be listening to it and I'll just grab my phone and start, you know, trying to IM people and stuff. And but there's such a delay that, you know, outside of the studio, it's hard to time things like that without,
yeah,
you know, without them being completely out of context.
Unless you have like AOL and you can instantly communicate like first thing in the morning, then you can probably do that.
That's what I did for a while.
Yeah. No, that's what P. and Ryan did. Yeah. And I was going to try and start doing that, but I cannot get AIM at my work, so I'd probably get in trouble if I tried to send over lines for the show.
Didn't you used to write a lot of material, like a lot of the OJ stuff?
I did. I don't even know what my job description was, because we really didn't have one, because it didn't really exist. And so what I did was, it was like on-air writing. I never did anything like pre- or post, but if there was basically something that came to my head, there were so many people on the show already, that to have kind of another character wouldn't really make sense, and it would get kind of mixed in with all the other, you know, voices and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, that's hot.
So occasionally, if you know, if I had something I had to say, you know, I would IM it to, you know, whoever would get it the most.
Yeah.
Which actually turned out to be Eddie, and I got in trouble a couple of times because, you know, I would make Sky jokes and stuff, and Eddie would say them, and then Sky would call Eddie out on it, and then
Excuse
Eddie would
me?
Say that was Bobby Kernels over there.
Burn.
And she would give me the, like, the worst, like, kitten look ever, like the etou brute, like, you know, just look at me like, how could you? Oh. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. Oh. I thought you knew.
I feel you. I got a brunt of that one time because I was in the studio like in the very beginning of February and Mikey was doing a cricket commercial and I kind of held up my phone like, oh, I got it too. And he's like, oh, see, Quimby has it. He's like, let me send Quimby a text, which, well, I guess I'm revealing right now that Mikey has my cell phone number. So he sent me a text message and I didn't get it till like after the commercial was over, like there was some weird delay. So then I texted him back because he texted me, what up? So I texted him back just 3 letters, H, A, and M. Ham. So he gets the text after the commercial's over and he's in another commercial break for Amco. And he gets on there and he goes, oh, look at this. Quimby just texted me ham. And I was so scared. Sky looked over me. She's like, what? You want to be part of the boys club, huh? You want to be part of the boys club? And I just looked at her like, no, no. Friends in 08.
Please,
and
please,
she coined the phrase, friends in 09. Forget that. So I feel you. That lady, if you make her mad, because in real life, she doesn't want all these weird jokes. Yeah. She will look. There are daggers that come out of her eyes.
I love her.
She's the best person ever. She's so chill and so down to earth.
But I love ham jokes too. So it was such a,
like,
a toss
ham.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ham is good.
Bacon is good.
So Bobby,
it's a Pulp Fiction reference.
Pork chops taste
yeah,
good.
Pork chops taste good.
Chop it, chop it. Oh no, we started. So Bobby, do you have any hobbies now? Or are you still diving? Are you still into all that?
Not as much as I would like to. I've been really busy lately, and it's not an excuse for anything.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those times in your life where you kind of just you need to sort things out, and you're just busy doing nothing, and you kind of look at your day, and you're like, well, what did I really accomplish today?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, I made my hourly wage. That's about it.
No, it's hard. No, I know.
Do you still like board games?
Occasionally, yes. That actually came up. I can go into more detail on that now. When I used to live over by Grossmont College, and we had some neighbors that were these two stoner chicks that were probably in their late 20s, and they would get stoned like daily and just play board games. And so they would actually every now and then, you know, they would say, hey, you guys want to come over and play some board games? And so we actually ended up like a couple of times a week, like, you know, honestly, about four times a week going over and playing board games with these two girls that were just stoned off their asses. And so that's when they had quite a collection. Like, if you've ever seen someone's, you know, everyone has some board games up on a shelf somewhere, you know. They had, like, a closet that was just full of just about everything.
Wow.
Like,
lucky.
I wouldn't be surprised if they knew, like, every answer to their Trivial Pursuit set that they had, you know.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty good for stoners. Yeah. Wow. Well, Bobby, I cannot thank you enough for coming in today. We could sit and talk to you for 2 hours. Maybe one day we'll just do the Bobby Kernels podcast.
I think that's a good idea.
And we'll just go back and forth with Bobby because he's a wonderful person.
Awesome.
Whoa.
I just choked on my own saliva.
I love weed.
That's the SARS.
Yeah.
You were joking, right?
Don't call me.
No, I think all of you should put on your surgical masks now. We're at critical level here with the SARS. Mm. Well, Bobby, thank you for coming in. Bobby will be here on the show for the rest of the time. Now it's time to follow up with a few things that happened this week in regards to P1, P1, P1site.com, P1, P1, P1site.com.
That's not the actual intro music.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be the intro music.
No.
Me and Space Boy are working on it.
No.
Yeah. Don't cry.
You've done it now.
That's right. So yesterday for the P1 site, one of our many events we like to plan, we had a going away party for P1 Turtle.
Yeah.
Woo. Which, if any of you haven't guessed, P1 Turtle was 2.5 hours late to her own going away party, folks. She didn't even see
horrible.
Half the people that showed up there her.
Horrible. Yeah.
But it was really fun. We had her going away party down at the Wave House on Mission Bay yesterday.
Yep.
Which was rad. And we all got to see quite a sight.
No.
It was such a sight to behold.
Skip this.
Danny rode the wave.
Yeah, I did.
And got pwned
by
the wave.
Blammy, wowie, zowie.
You were pwned by that thing.
I didn't see you out there trying it.
No. I didn't because I don't like to make an ass in front of all my friends. Oh,
whatever.
Wait. That's what I do every day of my life.
Fight.
So tell us about the wave, Danny. How was that?
It was an awesome experience. I've ridden something similar at the wave in Vista,
uh-huh.
but it wasn't an actual wave. I woke up this morning with everything except probably my feet. No, my feet hurt. Probably my knee hurting.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sore and they code the outside with like rubber, but it like cut my feet, so like my feet are all
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Was it brutal, like getting sucked back into the wave and getting spit out in that little?
On one of them, I landed on my head, so like I can't look to the left, or else like there's like a weird pinch in my back.
Oh my god.
Ouch.
Did you have to sign a disclaimer before you got on that?
I signed a waiver, so I can't see them. Damn
you it. Signed a waiver of your life?
Waiver.
Yeah.
That's what Sean was one time.
Yeah.
He was a waiver. So,
But it was fun. Like, you guys all got to laugh and make fun of me, so that was cool.
Yeah, I do have a few pictures. I got good shots of you not getting sucked up by the wave, but, like, actually, like...
Riding?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, it looks good. I'll post some of those on the site this week, you guys.
And I will post up the pictures of him getting pwned.
Oh, yay. Did you have your stop action?
Yeah, it, like... Like every second, it would take a picture.
Yes,
I will post a video that I took.
You did?
Brutal.
Oh, okay.
They will accidentally be deleted.
Well, coming soon to a P1 site near you, folks. We're going to have some video and pictures of beautiful Danny on a beautiful wave. Yeah, it was pretty hot. And Turtle, well, what do you expect, people? The woman was late. Late.
Are we really surprised?
No, I'm not surprised at all.
2 hours, though, is actually... I was expecting her to be about an hour late, but...
No, it was 2.5 hours. We were all supposed to meet there at noon, which most of us did get there at noon.
Yeah, like, there was traffic on the 5, but, I mean, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I think... Who knows? Who knows what happened with that? She's probably asleep or something.
Yeah, or something.
So Turtle did show up there 2.5 hours late, and once again, it was another P1 sausage party of sorts.
What are you talking about?
Like, when I got there about 1 o'clock, it was about 12 dudes and 3 females. So it was pretty much, it was typical, once again, of any P1 site gathering that it was all guys. All guys. But it was very nice. I mean, P1 300 showed up, which he never comes and hangs out very much. And P1 Jason, the famous P1 Jason with the license plate and everything, he came out
too. Yeah, that's cool.
He's a really fun guy. I like P1 Jason a lot. And the other P1 Jason from To Catch a Mikey Show listener, he came out too. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'll have to say the cans of beer were a little pricey. Just a little bit.
What was it, like $60?
It was like $62,000 for a can of Tecate. Actually, it was $6. That was like, it was pretty expensive. So we went across the street to another place where they had like bottles of beer for $2.75. So that's something I could live with and that I could pay for. It was a beautiful day though. You guys see, I got a little color.
Yeah.
Got a little sun on me. Ooh,
looking good.
First sun of the century.
Freckles.
I have to tell you guys the craziest story though about the going away party.
What happened?
So at the end, after everybody went home, me, P1 Sanjaya, his uncle, and Mr. Quimby, we all went over to the Sandbar, which is a bar like across the street from there, because we wanted to get some food there because it was cheaper. Mm-hmm. And so after we were done eating and had some drinks, we like started walking back to our cars, and Sanjaya like starts yelling at us like, bye, see you guys later, we'll call you later. And I turn around and I see 4 police officers approaching Sanjaya.
What?
And they all just kind of like surrounded him a little bit.
Who did he kill?
He didn't kill anybody. He was actually very tame, just, you know, normal afternoon at the beach, few beers and delicious food. It was because, I don't know if any of you have seen P1 Sanjaya, but he's heavily tattooed. Like, he has a tattoo on his neck, like full sleeves on both his arms. Like, he has really great ink. But since he's Mexican, the police decided to sit him down and profile him for gang tattoos.
Well, they're always chasing us Mexicans.
Yeah. Yeah, Belmont Park used to be a really, really bad place, actually. There used to be a lot of gangbangers that hung out at Belmont Park. So it was 3 officers in uniforms and then 1 plainclothes officer.
Show some respect.
They sat him down on the curb. And they had made him take off his shirt and his hat and show them all of his tattoos and prove that it didn't say, blood or Crip like down his arms. It was pretty bad. I've never seen anybody racially profiled.
But he was alone?
Yeah. Yeah, so, he was by himself.
So they were saying that he was in a gang.
Yes.
By himself.
Yeah, basically. They were sitting him down. They didn't take pictures of him, but they were basically making him show everything, and then they searched him. Like, they gave him a pat-down and everything. And we had no idea what was happening. Like, me and Mr. Quimby just stopped and waited because we're like, are we going to have to call Sanjaya's girlfriend? Is he going to jail? What did he do? And they made him just sit down on the curb, made him sweat it out for a little bit, basically. And then they just let him go.
That's so weird.
Yeah, we ran over to him. We're like, what the hell happened? We thought.
So he was by himself. Did he really need 4 cops to surround him?
It was weird because we had seen those officers walking on the boardwalk like probably like 10 minutes before we started walking back to our car. And they were just, you know, cruising the boardwalk. And then, I don't know, they just like walked up to him and they're like, let us see your tattoos. What do your tattoos say? Blah, blah, blah. And none of them are gang related. Like, he has handprints of both his kids like on his chest and, you know, he has really nice tattoos.
Oh, that's a gang right there.
Yeah. It's the gang of baby hands. Look at me. I got a baby hand. So that was probably the most interesting part of my day. I felt sorry for my boy, Mr. P1 Sanjaya. I think he could have cleared it all up simply by saying, "Good morning, San Diego." I think the cops would be like, "Oh, it's Sanjaya. It's he okay." Is a gay man. That would have helped cleared it all
Don't
up.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, because people this year know who Sanjaya is.
Yeah, that's true. He does have
Talk
a little
about
show.
Your no-hit wonder.
He has a show on Channel 99.
Does he really?
He's right up there with Jason Guarini.
What?
Yeah, from Justin and Kelly fame.
All right.
Yeah, what the hell happened to that guy?
Tuning into that.
Yeah, from Justin and Kelly, which is one of Sean's favorite movies. So if anybody could find the Criterion edition and send it over to him for his birthday, you'd be cool.
With the deleted scenes and the alternate ending.
Oh, yeah. With all the bloopers.
Yeah. Well, Sean the audio just... commentary. All the good stuff. In this scene,
I was channeling the pain I felt when Simon told me I sucked. That was harsh. So anybody else have any, like, interesting moments from the P1 Turtle going away party? Besides Danny getting pwned?
Every time with you.
Yeah.
I think that was the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather me make a Cloverfield joke?
We can talk about iPhone.
Or we can talk about iPhone some more, too.
I'm going to kill you both.
Really? Whatever.
We need two replacements on the podcast.
You guys heard it on this recording. If you don't see me or Nerd post within the next 24 hours, please call the police.
Why can't this guy control his temper?
Exactly.
Keep it down, Danny. Jeez. So this week on the site, anybody have any favorite threads this week? Any favorite topics?
The Hey Carlita thread?
Yes. Corman made a joke that nobody got.
No one understood
to
it.
To begin with. What was the joke?
It was a reference to the Berlin Wall falling and Carlita hitting the wall at the K1 speed event. And no one got it.
Yeah, nobody got the joke. Corman thought himself to be pretty funny and the rest of us were like, huh? Like, I don't remember the day the Berlin Wall fell.
Yeah. So we ended up, me and Quimby just ended up hijacking it.
Yeah, and telling each other how we're going to stab and hurt one another.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because that's all we do. It was pretty hot. I said I would stab Danny in the ass, and he said that he had a lot of padding there, so it wouldn't hurt.
And that's true.
Yeah, but it's true. Carla did get all up in that wall at K1 Speed. They had to shut down the whole track. And she got, like, a cut on her wrist and, like, bruises. All because freaking Nerd decided to throw a red Koopa shell at her. Why? Why, I ask you.
Hey, I ran over the question mark box, and I got something in my hand magically out of thin air. I mean, there's someone in front of me. I have to throw it. I mean.
Terrible. You should have paid for that fender, dude.
Yeah, I offered. She's like, it's okay. Give the money to Danny.
Oh, poor
so
girl.
So he kept it.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Danny broke our own rules and hijacked that thread. Hijacked the crap out of it.
Yeah, we did.
We are horrible human beings, and we should be shot. Another good thread this week, I have to give you props on this one, Danny, is the music and memories thread.
Oh, yeah.
That brought us some good stuff. Do you guys like how, like, when you hear a certain song, it brings back, like, vivid memories? Like, for me, I think I put that up there is anytime I hear Phil Collins, mm-hmm. it makes me think of when me and my brother were little kids and we go on road trips in Texas. And that's when the Phil Collins CD was Susu Studio. It was really, really hot. And so we had a Suburban. Me and my brother would take over the back seat of the Suburban. He would have his He-Man toys on one side. I would have my Barbies on the other side. And we would make up dances and sing along to every Phil Collins song on that album. It was really good. Every time I hear that, I just think of me and my brother just bopping in the back, you know, 6 and 8 years old. Like,
do you ever
yeah.
think of how you're going to deal that without, like, being a parent?
Oh, I don't
Because I look
know.
At my life and I'm like, how did my parents deal with all of us? Because we had, like, three boys.
Oh.
And just all of those moments, you know, I can't even. I tried to watch Alvin and the Chipmunks the other day. Oh. And I'm like, I'm glad I don't have kids that are going to watch this, like, 5 times a day because this is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. No, I'm going to be scared. It's going to be karma when I become a parent. Me and my brother were terrible children on road trips. We'd, like, play this game where, like, we'd, like, lay upside down in the car. You know, it's because it was cool because you couldn't tell which direction you were going. That made my dad angry to no end.
Back when parents didn't care about seatbelts.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Back when they didn't care about seatbelts. Yeah. And my dad would threaten us with a switch.
Whoa.
A switch.
He'd be like, I will pull this car over and you will pick your switch and I will whip the crap out of you, children.
No way.
I will turn this car over.
In Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Never yeah, mind. In Texas. Everybody beats the crap out of their kids and it's okay. But I didn't think Phil Collins would leave to me memories of getting beat on my ass, but hey.
I actually have a memory of a song.
Oh, really? What is it?
Dirk Diggler demo. You got the touch. Take 7.
Does this take you back to a special time?
Yes. I was actually in a band in the early 80s, and we did music like this. With the keyboards.
You got the touch. No way.
Hearing this, it just brings it all back. We're in a headband. The cardboard on the sidewalk doing our breakdancing.
Oh my god.
Get a blaster up to the ear.
Does this make you think about like Electric Boogaloo?
Oh, it's the best.
Breaking. You got the touch.
I can taste the tab right now. It's so good.
Your rolled up red leather jacket.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. This song makes me think of like a bunch of guys doing a lot of coke. A bunch of strung out porn stars is what this song makes me think of. That's kind of a
those
creep.
Were the days.
Yeah, it's because Bobby was there. Bobby used to do a lot of coke back in the 80s.
Yeah, back in the 80s when I was like 5.
Yeah, he was a 5-year-old cokehead.
Porn star. Break dancing. For coke.
With a headband.
With a red leather jacket.
And a member, red leather members only jacket. Get it straight. Do you have any memories, nerd? Is there any song that like makes you think of a special time in your life or weird or family or anything?
Yeah, but my girlfriend knows about it. It's someone I messed with before a couple years.
The Super Mario
messed
Brothers
with.
Thing?
It's not the Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Metroid.
Are you talking about a girl you had relations with?
Yeah, kind of relations.
Relations.
And her boyfriend's on vacation somewhere.
Have you ever seen a man's blank?
Anyway, so what's
this? What?
Yeah,
what's Secret Affair?
I forgot the name of the song. I know it's like.
Why are you even talking about it?
I know it's like Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne. No way.
So
no masculine. Way. Do you know how I know you're gay? Are you sure you weren't making out with a dude? I would say a little.
He is a gay man.
Every time I hear that song, my girlfriend looks at me and she's like, "Yes, don't worry about it." And I look at her all nervously, like, "Okay," because it brings back bad memories.
That's so funny.
Tell me it wasn't YMCA.
Or in the Navy. Yeah, that was perfectly timed. I loved it. Hey, why don't you give us a few memories that you have. Why don't you pick one and run with it?
You're asking
Danny?
Me?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Downer.
Downer. Me, one of them Danny. Was No Doubt, Just a Girl. And that was ice skating at UTC as a kid.
As a kid? How old were you?
Probably like...
Just a girl.
Nine. Nine-ish.
What? Oh, that's right. I'm 11 years older than you. Yeah. I was like a senior in high school when that stuff was hot.
Yeah. Wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
Oh, okay.
I'm 31 in about 20 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you?
20.
20?
Nerd?
17.
No.
Dude, you should have kept running with it. he looked like you believed me. Did you believe me? Did you believe me?
17, I can see.
Yeah.
See? Exactly. A lot of people really think.
You're 27, right, nerd?
I'm going to be 26 this year.
Oh, my God. Yes. And
me too. Bah, bah. Yeah, I'm 25 right now.
Oh, you're just a baby.
I know, just
he's
kid.
A baby.
You're a big old baby. You suck. Nerd. Space Boy. You are a nerd, but hi. Do you have a special song that brings back memories for you?
Oh, geez. Where to start?
There's
tons of them.
Just pick one. Pick a weird, awkward moment.
What about Smashing Pumpkins? I don't know.
Tons of Smashing Pumpkins songs.
Really?
Oh, you like Smashing Pumpkins?
I've heard of them before.
If none of you know, we are in a room that is completely covered with
Smashing Pumpkins
memorabilia, as well as Harry Potter. Let's not forget, because he does have a Harry Potter band, which is hot.
Very hot.
My Petronius is going to save you, baby.
How infuriating is that?
It's very infuriating.
Yeah, right?
Go to Space Boy's blog on myspace.com and you can see his song.
Yes.
It's awesome.
The name of the band is Wingardium Leviosa. If you go to myspace.com/WingardiumLeviosaRock.
You have a MySpace page for the band?
Yeah.
Really?
We got five songs up there.
You don't have to spell that or anything. Yeah. It's just Wingardium Leviosa. Hey.
Wingardium Leviosa Rock.
All right. That is hot.
I think I have that saved.
That is hot. Oh, man. Hey, Bobby, do you have any songs that make you think about being touched in inappropriate manners?
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's so many.
I bet there is. You are a beautiful man. Do you have, like, a favorite song that brings back, you know, like, memories of when you were young and fun? And a sexy five-year-old porn star?
With less of a beard.
Yeah, really. I do have a beard. Yeah, my beard sometimes.
Bobby has a hot beard.
No such thing.
You know, offhand, actually, I don't, but I know that there's a lot of songs that bring back memories. Wow, that was...
Does this bring back
memories? Yeah, the Debbie Does Dallas theme really brings back. It was
get
May
it on.
Of 1988. The sun was shining.
I was a five-year-old doing a bunch
of coke. I remember because my eyes hurt.
No, 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 no. Stop, 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 stop. Stop.
Oh.
Stop. No, I don't like it.
We can all sing together. Ready?
Ooh, ooh. Oh, no, this song actually does creep me out. Oh. I saw Silence of the Lambs in the theater.
Danny, stop doing that dance.
Stop it, Danny. Put your wing back where it belongs.
Tuck
it. Don't tuck it between your legs. That's gross. Please, my skin is no good for a skin suit. Please stop looking at
me
like that.
Are you size 14?
Please. Oh, my God. Stop it. Okay. We're not friends anymore.
That's awesome.
So, speaking of creepy people, nerd.
Oh, you.
Why don't you...
Wait, brutal. That's brutal.
We're going to get right now into a little place we like to call Nerd's little safe spot and his little home. It is called... What is your corner called anyways? Geek Speak?
Yeah, we can just call it Geek Speak.
He's dead, Chuck.
All right, we're going to have Nerd give us a little update on the word of text, geeks, HTML, code, viruses, nerdy crap, pocket protectors, horn-rimmed glasses.
Are you
Nerd.
Done?
Motherboard
Are you
together.
Done?
Tell us more. Yeah.
Are you
What's
done?
Up? I'm all done. Bring it on, boy. All
right. Anyways, just three things. The first thing is iPhone 3G.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you more about that. And then a respected blogger gets his house robbed and was able to get his three things that got robbed back with the help of the internet.
Nice.
And also this guy's Xbox, which had custom artwork. He sent it into Microsoft for repairs, came back, and all the artwork was erased and cleaned off and everything.
Dorks. What a bunch of dorks.
Okay,
so tell me, what's up with this iPhone garbage?
All right, so the iPhone's using the cellular network for internet, and it's just as slow as dial-up. All right, if you've ever used the iPhone and tried to use the internet on it, it's slow, but it gets the job done.
That's cool, baby.
In June, sometime this year, there's rumors that 3G network's going to be put into the iPhone, meaning it's going to be faster than dial-up, so you can get internet even faster.
So excited. Okay, tell us more.
I am. Danny isn't. He hates an iPhone, yet he owns one.
Yeah. He won't return it.
You want to buy an iPhone? I got one for sale.
Okay, everyone heard that? He has an iPhone for sale.
So if you want to buy a crappy iPhone that does not get service in Southeast San Diego or North County, please contact P1 Danny at videodanny.com.
Yeah, AT&T has more bars and more places except for my house.
That's stupid.
And more boring tech news because you guys look so excited about this.
Huh? Are you talking to me?
Okay, so this blogger gets his house robbed, and next thing you know, he posts pictures of him from a surveillance camera onto his blog,
gets put on dig.com, and next thing you know, everyone on the internet starts looking for information from this guy, and they find out he's just a teenage thug, and they even found his phone number, called his mom about it, and he got so scared that he returned it all. He was also doing like a $200 ransom. He left a note saying, if you want your Xbox, laptop, and everything else back, you have to give me $200.
What?
He's smart.
Okay, back this train up. What the hell is dig.com? Do you play like Dig Dug on the internet or something?
No. Dig.com is one of the best social networking news websites. Basically, anyone could put in a news article on the internet, all right, and put it on to Dig. And the more people that vote that it's good, they post... they give it a dig. The more digs, it gets onto the front page. But just go to dig.com. You'll see what it's all about. It's really good.
That's hot.
And the third thing is this kid has his Xbox 360 with custom artwork of Halo 3. He also got all the makers of Halo 3 to sign his Xbox.
Okay.
So autographed, custom artwork, everything. And next thing you know, his Xbox breaks. It overheats. Next thing you know, he sends it over to Microsoft to get it fixed. He also put a note on top of the Xbox saying, please do not clean. Okay? And next thing you know, he gets it back. It's clean. Everything gone. That's the bad news. The good news is that it got on Dig, and Bungie felt sorry for him that they sent him a whole duffel bag full of Halo 3 stuff, swag and everything. And after that, Microsoft got the word out and said, you know what? We'll send you a custom artwork and everything. Everyone, including Bill Gates, autographed his Xbox.
Oh, right? No way.
Yeah, so, what, and he got extra swag from Microsoft. So, turned out to be a good thing. And that's the quick nerd geek speak.
Aw, thanks. Hey, I'm still half awake right now.
I wonder who got fired from that tech place just for cleaning off the
somebody had to take the fall.
They put a sign on it, says don't clean. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna clean it.
That's a really good is that an impersonation of that one actor from, you know, Krunk from Emperor's New Groove?
Huh? What?
No, but it could be. Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
That sounds just like him.
Yeah,
what's his name?
It's the same guy who does Joe's voice. What? In Family Guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Dude, I'll work on that.
Yeah. Maybe if Corbin's here next week.
You got a bright future ahead of you, kid.
Could be in radio someday.
Yeah. I'll listen.
Sky's the limit. She is?
Well, thank you for not putting us to sleep that bad with Tech Corner this week.
Excuse me.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
So this week, we are picking a new P1 of the week.
Yes.
And we've decided, as the rulers of the P1 world, you must all bow down and worship.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. Oh, no, just kidding. You didn't. I love you guys.
Quimby at P1site.com.
Yes. Quimby78.
Don't
you? Yes. But this week we have decided the P1 of the week. It's a P1 that many of you know and love. The girl who carries daggers in her boots and will beat up any guy on the P1 site is Miss P1 Nafina. Let's give it up.
Yeah.
Yay, P1 Nafina. So this week, you'll see her on the main page with her pictures being rotated. P1 Nafina, if you're listening to this, we love you.
And please don't stab me.
And please don't stab any one of us or come and hurt us or use the armies for your evil way. The armies. I'm a Scott. I need my armies. So anything else? Gentlemen, talk to me. Anything else special going on in your life?
Padres night.
Ooh. Ladies, yes.
I haven't received a single penny from anyone.
So it might just be me, Danny, and Mr. Quimby going to the Padres game. But we are going to have a P1 site event. We would like to on April 28th.
25th.
April 25th.
Diamondbacks game Friday night at 7:05.
The D-backs up against the Pads, who are going to kill it this year. Yeah. I'm sure of it. Any of you who like the Dodgers, we're not friends. Do you like the Giants? You're a sick person. That includes Sky. I hope you're hearing this. Sky, you're sick. If you like the damn Giants.
I'm sure she's tuning in.
Yes. And if you like the Red Sox, I don't know. Whatever.
No.
I hate American League Baseball anyways. Fail. It sucks.
Amy's cooking good looking.
So we're going to have a big, wonderful event. Tickets are how much, Danny?
$48. You still have a couple days. Just PM me and make sure we arrange it.
Yeah, I'll be writing you a check this afternoon, sir.
Skrill.
I did get my money filtered to my bank account today.
Cool.
I love direct deposit, if you don't know. So get your money to Danny. We will be posting a thread, I would suppose, to get numbers down and to see who has money for the tickets.
Yeah, and another thing is we talked about it, but not on a podcast you guys are going to listen to. But we're talking about a gamer day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I got to talk nerd.
Yeah.
Geeks on the P1 site. Start posting.
Talk
about,
it.
Oh. What was the quote you had? It's like games, pizza, and soda. Nothing else better or something like that.
I don't know, but games, yeah.
No girls allowed?
Yeah, no girls allowed.
Dude, gamer chicks are
and
hot.
Probably no sex allowed either, I would imagine, in that place.
Wait, well,
no,
there's sex with women?
Everybody's just be making love to their Wii.
Yeah, that's a new game coming out.
You can actually make virtual love with the Wii. You put a thing on your pelvis, and all you just do is...
Oh, I played something like that. It was called Wii Prostate Exam. My friend and I played it. It was so
oh,
fun.
My God.
Wait, you guys never played?
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's a real game.
It's not?
Yeah, I think you may have... Yeah.
Oh.
But that's what the homeless guy told me.
Yeah.
That's what my friend... Ooh. Okay, I'm going to have to talk to him.
Okay, awkward. So... Yeah, when he put on those rubber gloves, those weren't any new Wii attachments.
I thought he called it the power glove.
No. That didn't happen, nerd. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll talk a little later. Yeah. We'll sorry you later, that you were violated. In the name of we.
I didn't feel violated.
Whatever. But we're going to have a gamers night coming up. And summer is just around the corner, people.
Woo!
Yes.
And somebody got a new grill. And somebody's very excited about their new grill.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
We went down to TJ because they have better prices there, and I had somebody fit me with a platinum grill. Yes. You see it? See right here?
Ah.
It's all bright.
It's so shiny. Wow. He has some apple bottom jeans.
I saved $500.
Really?
Hot. Jorge
congratulations.
Does great work.
That's right. Love that guy.
Space Boy actually. Jorge.
Gustavo.
TJ.
That's some great dentistry. Yeah.
He also makes his own tequila.
Really? Did you get any OxyContins while you were down there?
No, I didn't.
I'd love to have an OxyContin party this summer. It's a P1 OxyContin party. Everybody's invited.
No, for Christmas, we got a nice new grill, which so now we have a new house, new grill, new friends, new opportunities for new parties.
Yay! Yeah. So this
summer's coming up.
All you P1s who are in school, this summer is going to be fun. We'll have lots of stuff for you to come and hang out and make your man meat.
So, like, you know, bring your meat.
Yeah, bring your meat. And then Space Boy will fondle it, and then he might throw it on the grill.
Maybe. After I tenderize
it. It's called
tenderizing.
Maybe.
That's right.
He's going to marinate it with his own juices.
Calm down.
It's going to be the sexiest summer ever, people. Okay. It's going to be hotter than Big Brother After Dark.
Delicious.
Oh, it's going to get down. So, wow. Well, this was a lot of fun this week, guys. I must say, Bobby, you're a gem for coming in today. Yeah. Thank awesome. You. Yeah, thank you. We hope maybe one of these days we'll have you back on the show.
Sure.
We'll just have, like, inside the Mikey Show studio with Bobby Kernels. Get it?
Yeah.
It'll be better than James Lipton. But, this was a good week. I want to thank everybody for coming in. I want to thank everybody for showing up, except for Corman. Corman, you suck. Stop being sick.
Yeah.
You suck. But next show, we may have fun times with Corman.
Oh, he's got it coming now.
Yeah.
Next show, we might have show and tell. Here's a little...
Oh, no!
I can't wait for the next show. The P1 podcast will become a bi-weekly thing because we do have lives. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings by having a live. But next show should be in 2 weeks on April 12th. And we promise to keep it fun. And get on that P1site.com. Get in the forums. Give us ideas, P1s. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear your reaction. So thanks a million. Thanks to the space home. Thank you.
Thanks to you guys.
No, you get, you're the best. You're golden god. Bye.
She's proud of that one.